There is nothing better than our people's joy and things that bring our people joy. Our joy is bold, vivacious, it's contagious. Our joy gives life flavor with the ultimate blend of rhythm and vibes. When joy takes flight, it can't be contained. It is robust. More than a smile or a laugh, it's an infectious experience. Here's to all the creators that inspire us with your creativity and passion. Keep filling the world with joy. My joy, celebrated by Frito-Lay.
Behold a lady. I see you standing on the wall. Clap, clap, you deserve it. Behold a lady, a lady. I see you standing on the wall. Clap, clap, you deserve it. Here we go. Today I might snow, tomorrow I'll rain. 3,000's always changing, but you stay the same, and I need that. Hey, I need that in my life. When I feel washed up and inadequate and throw all my songs away, no matter how mad I get, you make me smile. You make me smile.
You better sing this whole
song. You make me smile. You make me smile. Cause y'all the anchor that holds me down. When my ship is sinking, you won't let me drown, and I'm grateful.
That's it. I won't sing the whole song.
Oh, but you did. And that's fine.
There are more verses where that came from. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes, there are. Oh, yes, there
Praise
are.
Praise the Lord, nigga.
Praise the Lord. How's everyone?
Did you
doing?
Know that song, sister? Did you
of
know that one?
I did. Of course.
Okay, just making sure.
Of course.
You know, in honor of those who are missing Andre 3000
so
singing
mad
words.
At that flute.
I'm Ooh, not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either, but the people are in their big bag of feelings about it.
They really are. They're like, instruments, fuck that.
I'm just like, listen. And I asked, did you see the clip where he was talking about, like, you know, I'm 48 years old. What y'all want me to talk about? My colonoscopy? Because that's what's on my mind.
Because, I mean, literally, I had to fast for 12 hours and then drink that nasty drink. Is that what you all want to hear over a tight beat? Is that what's going on? Like,
I get it. And I was fully on board. Like, hey, man, sometimes you just don't have nothing to say. And, you know, people have the right to change. They have a right to sort of no longer be interested in what used to be interesting to them. So like I'm all for this new almost 50-year-old version of Andre 3000. I think he deserves. Same. I think he deserves.
Like, I mean, nobody wants to hear me make songs about organizing my closets.
I mean, because that's what I like to do.
or changing over the wardrobes because of the seasons.
You know?
I can put that over a nasty beat if you want.
A hot 16 about washing his baseboards. This is what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just cleaning my oven and wiping it down. Cause it's really filthy and it's about to drown in these grease traps.
Oh man, that pesky soap scum. I have been, you know, I bought a new vacuum and I let me show you my new appliances.
Woo! This candle smells so good.
You talking about Cyber Monday. Bought some TVs. I'm out here. Okay. Talk about, damn, I clean out the house before the cleaning lady come. Like, I feel you, Andre. I feel you. Me too. It's like,
y'all
damn,
do not want to hear about us organizing our spice cabinets.
I mean, the song title is "The Laundry Is Never Done." I mean,
exactly, which is actually a shorter title compared to the other ones on the album.
Exactly,
"The Laundry Is Never Done," which is that's a bop, a hit, and a jam.
A lifestyle, okay?
Yeah, it is. Nobody told you that, actually, in adulting.
This is what I'm saying. And, you know, there's so much that we could unpack. But, you know, listen, we've got the whole show to do that. So how are you doing, sis?
I'm doing well. I just came off of a vacacion.
I saw that.
We talked about that in the pre-show, so you guys got to get hip to that. We had some conversation about the state of the world. So if you are so interested, then you may go check out the Patreon. All I'm saying is these dead babies online, not okay. I'm not saying it's not okay to show it. I'm saying it's not okay that it's happening. And so, you know what I'm saying? I'm just disgusted with our government, and I'm disgusted with the powers that be. I'm disgusted with how the white man has smeared his shit all over this fucking world, and how it's affecting the innocent lives of children, and how it's affecting the innocent people of Gaza. And I'm just disgusted. But, yeah, you know, like, this is where we're living right now, and I'm not going to complain. Because I'm not in imminent danger right now. And it feels a little futile to do so. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful. I am filled with gratitude for my love and my community all around me. And I just continue to pray for babies all over this world who deserve better. Babies in the Congo, babies in Palestine, babies all over this world, babies in Hawaii, babies in Puerto Rico, babies all over the world deserve better than what the fuck they getting. So,
agreed.
How are you?
I too am doing my best. We talked about on the pre-show, it's just hard sort of negotiating all of the terrible news that surrounds us and subsumes all platforms, media. But I'm safe. I have what I need, and I am trying to move through and manage as best I can, and, you know, with gratitude and great appreciation. And so, yeah, I'm doing okay. I am managing. Yeah.
That's the best that we can do right now. But we are going to have a episode where we are highlighting and celebrating all of the different Black and women-owned businesses and entrepreneurs and artisans and creators that are out there. And so, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is our Getting Grown Favorite Things episode. Tie insert a little Outcast, My Favorite Things. So yeah, let's take us a little break, and then we're gonna head on into these beautiful brands. What say you, sister?
I'm ready. Let us go.
All right. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I remember when I was in college, and even a little bit after, and times were tough. There were jobs I had where I was having biweekly pay. And like I said, life doesn't happen biweekly. There were even jobs where I was paid once a month. And we know life does not happen once a month. Earnin would have been a really wonderful tool for me to access, especially during a time like now, holiday time, when I'm trying to, you know, get my family and my friends things. And I had three jobs at the time, and I would might have been a little less exhausted had earning been an option. Make earning a part of your financial routine and join earning's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Grown under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. That's Grown under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string. Okay. These are a few of my favorite things. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. That's my little jazz rendition. Welcome.
Okay, Julie Andrews, go off.
You must a little Julie mixed with a little Ella, mixed with a little Macy Gray. We are here. It is our favorite time of the year, our favorite things episode, where we get to highlight brands, creators, artisans, and everything in between of beautiful, amazing, mostly Black women out here doing things.
Yes, indeed.
Especially for you all to go and support if you are looking for gift giving ideas and just for you to support in general. Hell, you could be buying nobody anything but yourself. That's a gift to who? You. So, sister, who you got first up on your favorite things list?
So, as we know that I am squarely in a season of radical self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Maya from our last episode, my trainer.
Yes.
And y'all know I'm like a fake, like very fake fitness influencer on the internet. But one of the things that keeps me motivated, is, you know, having the flyest of gym attire. Okay.
Yes.
I love a matching set. And you guys, it's no stranger. It's nobody surprised to learn that the favorite brand, one of the first brands on my favorite list, is FBFbody.com. The brilliant Zakiya, founder of FBFbody, which for those of you who don't know, stands for fuck being fat, because correct, indeed.
Even though there's nothing wrong.
No. It's more of a lifestyle.
A mindset.
You know, yes. People have, you know, this sort of sensibility or belief that, you know, being called fat is like the worst thing in the world. It's a sentence. It's sort of a damning. It's a pejorative. It's all about sort of turning that on its head and embracing self. And one of the ways that we do that is we find shapewear and activewear that is tailor-made and fit for our bodies.
Yes.
Instead of trying to fit our all of our wagon tail and down to the Lululemon, honey, you cannot fit that. It's not for us.
No. But, and nor is it by us.
Right. But FBF Body is for us and by us. It is anytime, usually, if you see me working out, I'm usually wearing FBF Body. I love their sets because they are tall girl friendly. They are also curvy girl friendly. Mm-hmm. If you are dragging a wagon like me, you don't have to worry about these leggings leaving you during your workout.
That's what I like to hear. You don't get that little saggy booty crotch situation.
No sagging, no rolling, no movement, none of that. I also wear their shapewear is also clutch underneath your dresses and things if you want to sort of maintain your snatch. But it's good. It's good clothing, great compression. They have awesome size ranges. If you go on the website, you can see the clothes on all different body types. They're also, you know, mom friendly and expected mom friendly. You know, the pregnant girls are rocking the FBF. And literally anything that you feel like you need, from sweatsuits to leggings and sports bras to fanny packs and water bottles and all kinds of things, you can find at fbfbody.com. I am a brand ambassador. If you use the code Takiya Nicole, you can get you a cute little 10 to 15% off.
I'm going to.
So yeah. Check out FBF Body. Y'all see me in their stuff all of the time. And I really swear by their sets. I could wear one every day for a month if I wanted to, because that's just how many that I have. So that's number one on my favorite things list. You know, the leggings, the sets from FBF Body.
I'm getting ready to get me. I see right now I'm going to get me a Luxe Snatch jacket with the matching leggings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they recently released, this past Black Friday, they recently released the onesies. Full sort of jumpsuit situation, which is optimal for the fall. Okay.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's just cold enough where you wouldn't be bothered by having, you know, a onesie on. And I like onesies especially for when you're moving, because it's really just not going to go anywhere. You don't have to worry about any sort of tucking.
It's a sports bra and the pants.
And I mean, it's
leggings,
just a one
all
set.
All built in one.
And the long sets, like the long luxe sets, you can buy like a zip up jacket. Mm-hmm. You can buy the matching sports bra, and all of these things can go, you can wear with your onesie or on its own. So, I mean, it's really like next level thinking about how to sort of curate, a little capsule workout wardrobe. And I love that for us.
We deserve to be cute when we work out.
And, you know, it's also like optimal travel attire. You know, I love to throw on, if I'm going to be down to the airport all day, honey, who wants to be worried about denim and buttons and zippers and things, honey? Just put on your little sweatsuit and go on about your business.
Now, what size do you wear in this?
That's an excellent question. This is actually great because there's such stretch and compression that I can fit a medium. Howsoever, I tend to buy the large because I have a long torso and I just love the full coverage of the large. Okay. But the compression is so good that even if you are between sizes, if you are to size up or down, it really is your personal preference. If you want it to really hold you and compress you, then you can probably go a size down. Because things are pretty true to size. But if you could also, you know, if you're in between, you can sort of find your way. But if you're any, you know, I'm much smaller on top than I am on the bottom. So I am a sort of in between size girl, and I can always find what I need in FBF.
Okay. Yes. Because I just got me a large body suit set in blue.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love that. I have the blue. And I have all the colors because ridiculous. That's what I am.
No, it gives you what variety?
I need that.
Thank you very much. Okay. Well, first up on my list is a brand. First of all, I have to say that I know the owner of this brand, and she is just a lovely, lovely, lovely individual. She is Surinamese. And for those who don't know, so, you know, Brooklyn has one of the largest like Caribbean populations in the country, especially a variety of the variety. But if you go over to the Netherlands, there are a few islands, because they've been Dutch colonized, where there is like a Flatbush, but overseas. And so Pearl is from Suriname.
raised in Holland, I believe, but she is a Black identifying woman, Caribbean identifying woman who makes incredible candles. Mm. She has Palo Santo candles and eucalyptus, and they're very, they smell very clean. They burn very clean. The packaging is beautiful. And she also has smokeless, for those who like to smudge, she's got smokeless options. So there are sprays if you like to cleanse, you know, your space energetically, but you don't want to burn a candle or burn a stick of Palo Santo. She has amazing Palo Santo candles, sprays, and there, it's just quality product. I love her packaging. I love the way that she has put the intention into how the scents last, the power and the strength of them. They're not, they don't smell cheap. They don't look cheap. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Good. Like, very, it's good. Beautiful across the board. So the name of the brand is With Love Pearl. And obviously you all know that we're going to have a little, index for you to be able to find all of these brands, but that's first up on my list. It's Pearl of With Love Pearl.
Yes. We love that. We love that. I will sort of stay in the same vein of like home.
Okay.
Homes, you know, and, in the same vein, but slightly different direction. Good friend to the show, Jovi and Zane. Founder of Day of Purpose, the International Day of Purpose. She put me onto this next one on my list because, you know, as we were talking about earlier, when we were talking about Andre 3000 and sort of, you know, waxing poetic about the, you know, different things that interest us as adults. Nothing sets the tone of my, for my self-care, my rest, my relaxation, like a good and sturdy sound sheet set. Okay. We need
optimal, sister. Talk about
luxurious,
it. Talk about it.
Well-sourced, sheets,
yes. Bedding,
you know, we need yes. that. The bamboo, sheets, specifically, they also have wonderful towels and blankets and comforters. Mm. The brand that I'm talking about is called Cozy Earth.
Okay,
and excuse me. I got, I was put on to Cozy Earth by Jovian. She said that this is going to revolutionize our rest and relaxation, our sleep.
Oh, I like those words.
Everybody needs to be sleeping on the Cozy Earth sheets, luxury bedding. They also have luxury loungewear for men and women, strong
yes,
pajamas.
Yes, I see.
Yes, ah. CozyEarth.com. They were having, you know, I think their Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales run for an extended period of time. At one point, Jovian shared her code and said that we could share it as well. So if you, you can try the code Jovian40, I believe,
okay.
and
okay.
get 40% off if it still works. But yes, go ahead.
Oh, I am, honey. I'm on here right now. 45% off, baby.
get these sheets, honey. Get the bedding. Get the bedding, get the sheets down
okay,
to the Cozy
I'm
Earth.
I think they've getting been, the sheets.
They've been featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 times.
Oh. Mm.
But this is their first feature down to Getting Grown. And so I'm excited.
The feature that counts.
So yes, the bamboo sheet set is what I have purchased. I can attest to its luxurious
okay.
quality.
Okay, I'm with the shits. I'm about to get it right this second. I'm going to get all
those.
Of my things. Mm-hmm. Well, next up on my list is a crowd fave. It is mm-hmm. one. This is a returning champ in the building. I'm talking about the Sable Collective.
Oh yeah,
you all already know. I'm not going to do a favorite things without mentioning my boo Shanti, who, by the way, was a contestant on Bet on Black.
Yes, she was.
and did an incredible job. I'm so proud of her for the way that she got her pitch together, mm-hmm. and they brought her back. And my girl is just doing the thing. Sable Collective is on the rise where it should be. And you know, we have been advocating for Sable for years now down here at Getting Grown. And so I'm really, really, really excited to see Shanti's growth. Yes. But for those who are looking for gift ideas or looking for yourself, the Sable Collective is just a one-stop shop where you can get beautiful jewelry and apparel and greeting cards and I have Outkast coasters. Mm-hmm. And all kinds of things. I'm just a big fan. I'm a big, big fan. And Shanti's going to be at, I don't know if you know who Renee Blewett is.
Oh, I do.
Yes, we love Renee. I love Renee. I love Renee. Make sure you all check out the She Did That documentary.
OG, yes.
Okay, OG in the game. Supporter of all Black women.
Hell yeah.
Supporter of Black women businesses. So much so that she has a holiday bazaar, the She Did That holiday bazaar every single year. And I guess this was not a part of my list, but it should have been. So Renee's She Did That Holiday Bazaar is coming up, and Shanti is going to be one of the vendors.
And
this is supposed to be one of the best She Did That Holiday Bazaars thus far. So I'm going to make sure that that is also linked in our list. So I'm sorry, sister. I slid right on into number three. She Did That Holiday Bazaar, where you can find a plethora of Black women entrepreneurs, artisans, and creatives. Vending and selling amazing things that they make with their hands.
For sure. Love that.
And shout out to Renee for creating that space. What you got next up?
Awesome. So we're still in the vein of, P.S. I order from the Sable Collective like at least once a month. Whether earrings, I love a graphic tee.
Yes, you did.
You know, all kinds of things I get from the Sable Collective. So shout out to Shanti. Very proud of you.
Yeah, we love you.
Next on my list is Glamaholic Lifestyle. Okay, so I've talked about these girls before. They may be returning on my favorite things list as well. Glamaholic Lifestyle. They sell. You've seen me. You see me with the bags, the luggage. I have duffels. I have totes, I have book bags, I have wallets. As you can see, this is my wallet case, my wallet case.
Oh, I love
here.
That.
Mm-hmm. I have the full set. This is what I use. You know, this is my go-to.
Right, that's your everyday.
Yes, my everyday. Mm-hmm. And I love that for me, and I love it for you as well. Glamaholic Lifestyle. They have luggage. I'm talking carry-ons all the way up to your checked bags, large checked bag luggage.
Yes.
They have duffels. They have totes. They have travel makeup cases for your cosmetics, for your toiletries, all kinds of bags, goods. They have the varsity jacket. I've worn. They have hosiery. They have blankets. Anything that you can think of. And I just love that this is another Black woman owned brand. Mia Ray, based out of Detroit. She's actually having a holiday pop-up shop in one of the malls in Detroit, doing very well. She's always had beautiful brand branding. Her photos are always amazing. I love the community that she's built around her products. Her drops are always a good time. She goes live and explains the products, so you fully see what you're getting into as you buy. And I have been purchasing from her for over a year, and I have no complaints. Every bag that I've purchased, I've loved. Every wallet I've purchased, I've loved. And you guys see me use her stuff. So it is not... I'm not on no influencer stuff right here. I spend my coins with Glamaholic Lifestyle.
That's a good point, sister. Yeah. Actually, none of these brands that we are mentioning, we are sponsored by. Our favorite things episode is literally a list of that. Our favorite things, brands that we actually love to put our dollars and cents into supporting. So none of this is endorsed. None of this has been requested or anything. We are giving you who we love. So I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
So I'm going to look into this luggage because having black women own luggage just sounds like my type of time.
I just love it. You know, one of the things, you know, I'm on the airport all the time. I'm traveling. And the other girls, I see black women everywhere, from flight attendants, other travelers, people. It's like a little glamaholic community. Somebody sees you with your tote or your book bag. You know, it's just sort of like a vibe. You know, we're just building community around supporting each other and investing our dollars back into our community. And Mia does an awesome job of paying it forward. She has a full warehouse. Her team is also comprised mostly of black women. So it's just awesome to sort of see the growth and expansion that has happened, you know, since she first started. And I'm a fan and will continue to be. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get me some. All right. Well, I have another returning, and that's also a shameless plug on the list. And I'm talking about our favorite at Zen in a Jar. Specifically this go round, the Uju and the Ekene scents, the room sprays and the dish soaps in collaboration with myself have returned. And so there are people out there who will text me all the time. When is this coming back? When is this coming back? It is bike.
It's bike.
So you guys can hit up Zen in a Jar for your room sprays, your dish soaps, the scents specifically curated by myself and Nikki made them happen. And so make sure y'all support. There's all kinds of body butters and body oils. And now there's CBD oils and, you know, things for if you're in pain, and amazing vaginal washes that are comprised of only natural things that are not going to irritate your pocketbook.
Yes, keep your purse clean.
Keep your purse clean. So Zen in a Jar is next up on my list. What you got?
Fancy Homebody, because we all know that that is my lifestyle, my mood at all times. FancyHomebody.com specializes in sort of luxury sort of loungewear for us. Good big booty black girls. We love that for us. So this is yet another black woman owned brand that I patronize. And, you know, one of the things, you know, growing up for me has been about sort of having quality loungewear. Gone are the days where I'm just running around in some old boyfriend's basketball shorts, even though that has its place. Okay.
Listen,
that has
there must
its place.
Always be at least one set. One
you know
pair.
What I'm saying? But Fancy Homebody, you know, we're specializing in, you know, cute little PJs and sets and house shoes and robes and eye masks and all kinds of things that you can wear around your house and still feel put together. You know, what sold me on them, one of my favorite Fancy Homebody pieces I have, they have a little hound's tooth. Y'all know I love the tooth of the hounds, okay?
My sister loves a toothy hound, okay?
The tooth of the hounds. Shout out to Kid Fury, because he's the first person. He loves the teeth of the hounds. But so they have cute little hound's tooth loungewear set. You can buy the pants or the shorts. It's just a cute little rib set that you can wear in your house and still be super comfortable in your PJs. But if, you know, PJs, you know, but if you want to sort of give a little something, if Bay is in town or whatever, you can do so and, you know, still be optimally comfortable.
I love that.
And I'm really, one of the things that I picked up this Cyber Monday, recently released some real fuzzy, cutesy, fuzzy slippers. Signature plush sheepskin. They have closed toe slippers or the, like, you know, open toe, like double strap ones. And you know, I love a house shoe, honey.
I do love a house shoe.
You know I love a house shoe.
Ooh, and no Monique, but I do wear it in the house.
Right. Wear it in the house. So, yeah. So, love that. You know, all kinds of things. You want to wear, whatever your style is, they got like maxi dresses. They also have matching sets. Shorts, joggers, all kinds of things. But we love bathrobes. And I mean, the sets are cute. So you could wear them in the house exclusively. Or, honey, throw on you a pair of Jordans and go on about your business. Honey, ain't nobody.
Okay, run your errands. Nobody,
you know, run your errands. Be outside, down to the Target, wherever you got to go. But, yeah. FancyHomebody.com. I'm a big fan.
Ooh, and, I'm going to go check it out.
These house shoes are really going to be the business for me.
Speaking of home, I have mentioned them before, but this is a brand that I frequent quite often. I am constantly re-upping because I'm constantly cleaning my house. And that would be the Good Vibes Cleaner. Y'all know that I am your favorite auntie's favorite auntie. And so my house does smell of Nag Champa, frankincense and myrrh, and so much more in between. That is not just from incense. That is also from the cleaner that I put in my mop water, my spray bottles, and everything else. But if you're not into those earthy, musky scents, there are also really fresh scents. There's the Ocean Views and a couple of other ones. There's a Sandalwood. They're all really, really nice. There's just like a clean, neutral one, I believe. An original scent maybe, but Good Vibes Cleaner. It's concentrated, so you can add it to things if you are into just cleaning with natural products. You can use that and add water. Or if you are like myself and want to add some Lysol or some bleach and water, I do that. But it just adds just a really nice element to your cleaning.
Love that. Okay.
Yes.
We love that.
What you got next?
The next on my list before we transition into makeup, because I have like a few of my favorite makeup products, Black owned brands. Before we get there though, still in home, I have two candle companies that were shared with me that I have checked out recently and have patronized. So I wanted to share those with you as well. One we've already shared on the show, I think during a shout out to my sis or something. But Ponty Wax Candle.
Yes, we love Ponty.
We love Ponty Wax. Brooklyn based, I believe.
Yes, Brooklyn based, born in Barbados.
Yes. And the candles be candling. The scents be scenting. Okay.
Y'all, my favorite is the wild orange.
If you're a citrus. I love a citrus.
Oh, okay? Sister, me too. It just makes everything smell so clean.
And another fave of mine is that lemon lavender sugar. Sweet
sister.
Holy God.
Oh, I love the lemon lavender sugar.
You remember back in the day when I was a Girl Scout many years ago, but the Girl Where Scout cookies used to have a lemon chalet cream cookie. I know the
what
girls
happened
probably
to that
don't
cookie?
Remember.
I literally was asking somebody. I was like, what happened to the lemon cookies?
Because it was next level.
What happened to
candle,
them?
I don't know. That candle, though, that lemon lavender sugar smells like a lemon chalet. Like if you were to bake some lemon chalet cookies in your house, that's what that candle smells like. A good time.
Which reminds me, if I may put out a ABP, may I put out a...
We got to get that cookie back. We do.
Not even just favorite. Yes, I want the cookie back. But I don't know if you remember, this is in the very early days of getting grown. Mm-hmm. There was a young lady who gave us some shea butter and I shouted this shea butter out, I feel like a couple times, and she had a lemon cookie shea butter.
Yes.
I have not for the life of me been able to remember that brand. If you are the young woman who gave us the
send us
lemon
some more
cookie,
or just
tell me who you are so I can buy some more. I read the jar, long ago has been thrown out.
Yeah.
And I have not for the life of me been able to figure out. I'm like, I literally just lost it. So
we are willing to purchase.
Little Amber Alert, if you're the creator of that lemon cookie shea butter, I have been looking for you for years now, and I keep meaning to shout you out to look for you, and I keep forgetting until right this very moment. But
yes, Ponty Wax was the first candle company I wanted to add. I also wanted to add Harlem Candle Company. So we have
Harlem Candle Company.
Also smelling good down to the smell goods. Okay. I believe, let me think. I'm trying to think which one. I have a candle for them from them that I love. Harlem Candle Company. I believe it is the purple. No, that's not it. Speakeasy. They have a speakeasy candle. And what I love about these candles is that, you know, they have, you know, there's a candle called Langston and Ellington.
Black.
You know, just very black. Very black, black honey. Very black. Black. We love that.
And they are very powerful candles, I will say.
The speakeasy candle is an intense one, but it smells like a fine man. It smells like, I think the label says it smells like the essence of bourbon and Palo Santo. It gives a big back black man. If you can imagine that. a man that smells very good, that's what that candle smells like. And you know, I smelled it one time and went ahead and ordered 3 or 4.
Side note, just a little aside. When Tristan and I were out of town, we stayed at a resort. That's where we actually slept. And there was this couple, and I said, I don't know what type of time y'all on. But they walked by me one day. He had just gone off to go get something, and they walked past because they were, you know, exiting the area, and they stopped and they said, we just have to say, every time you and your husband pass us, you all smell so good.
Love that for us. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have on anything but rose water and like some lotion.
Oh, they were swinging. They were swinging. They was trying to pick y'all up.
I was trying to figure it out. I was like, is it just the beautiful essence of blackness that they're smelling? Or do y'all want, you know, the essence of black?
They trying to get the yami for the yami.
That's what I was like. They want a little bit of a snapper.
They try yami, yami, yami.
Sorry, not my kind.
Thank you. I'm really quite flattered. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I know I smell good.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, Harlem Candle Company.
Love that. More smell goods for you, if I may.
You know that feeling when you finally find something that you've been looking for on the internet? I mean, whether you're trying to find a pair of shoes or you're looking for a song or a movie or a show, you're looking for a location to vacation. After you spend hours researching and reading thousands of reviews, you find the thing, whatever it is. You check all the boxes. It has all the reviews and recommendations, 5 stars across the board. Oh, and you can get it in just 48 hours. So why is it that you can get the most random, wonderfully reviewed thing from around the world in just 2 days? But if you want to see a good doctor, it can take forever to get an appointment. Not to mention, how do you know if they're even good? Thankfully, there is a way. It's called ZocDoc, a place to find and book great doctors who actually have amazing reviews, many with appointments available within 24 hours. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book your appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for the ones who take your insurance or who are located near you or who treat almost any condition that you may be dealing with. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. And sometimes you can even get a same day appointment. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with the receptionist, honey, listen to the music, all that other stuff. I have used ZocDoc myself. I've been in the area for a little while, but the older you get, you need a specialist for just about everything. You know, whatever, you know, happens to be the ailment of the day or the new thing of the day that you want to learn about as it pertains to your body, you need to see a doctor. And how do you find the doctor who specializes in that thing? I've used ZocDoc many times. If I needed something in ZocDoc, it's always been there to help me figure out exactly where to find the information, the resources, the person that I need. Go to ZocDoc.com/grown and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then you can find and book your top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/grown, ZocDoc.com/grown.
So, Carolina, there's a brand called Crystal Irie Co. Okay, it's Crystal, a plus sign, Irie, I-R-I-E Co. And she has the most amazing crystal infused products, soaps, handmade soaps. Here's what, if you're on the Patreon right now, then you get to see one of them. This is the Luna Moon, embedded with a rainbow moonstone. This bar provides protection, clearing of the mind and senses, aids in lucid dreaming and calm sleep. But also they smell incredible, and each bar is so beautiful. And as you can see, this one has like some gold flake in it, and it's infused with a crystal in the middle of each one. There's some amethyst. I've had one with tiger's eye. So they're very intentional soaps, but they smell incredible. So even if that part of it is not your type of time, for the scents alone, for the soaps alone, you're going to want to do it. And then also, you all are always talking about Kia and I's faces and skincare and things like that. Part of my regimen, I use Crystal Irie Co., a couple drops of her rose oil on my face. She also has an incredible Nag Champa body oil, amazing Palo Santo spray as well, and just a variety of soaps and hydrosols. She has a really nice rose hydrosol that I use as a toner, a lavender hydrosol. So an amazing, beautiful, clean packaging, Crystal Irie Co.
Love that. Last one in the smell goods category, kind of smell good skincare. You know this brand as well, sis. Ajoke Skin.
Oh, yes.
Is, body butters, skincare, makeup artist, Mashuda. Did our makeup for a shoot recently. Yes. She gifted us with some body butter. And since then, I have picked up a couple of more jars.
I need this some more, actually.
This is a body butter that is created, that Mo's created in conjunction. Her and her mom are doing this brand. Mm. Handcrafted skincare products, rooted in natural ingredients. And they have all kinds of... scents. My favorite, and this is the scent that be having people stopping me in the airport, like, what you got on? Mm-hmm. It is the baby powder. The baby powder scent is my personal favorite because it's like adult baby powder. It doesn't smell baptized yourself in actual Johnson & Johnson. But if you were to sort of elevate the baby powder scent,
imagine if they took Skin So Soft and put it in a body butter.
Yeah. And it's not like aggressive, like you can smell it and the smell stays with you, but it's not like you can smell somebody like a mile away. It is.
And it's a good layering butter because it smells so clean and has that scent with it. It goes nice with whatever scents you like to wear.
I've also tried the lemongrass. I've tried the mango. I've tried the watermelon. That's the one I have,
is the lemongrass.
It's very nice. And I would recommend. It gives quality moisture, good sound moisture. They come in different sizes. I carry this size literally in my purse. It's a good thick shea butter. You know how when we use hand lotion, sometimes, I don't know about y'all, but you know, my ash is not here to play. Okay.
No, so, it's like mine is a roach. And people love to be like, you're light skinned, you don't get ashy. No. Please,
I mean
the
dry
up.
Skin. Like, my skin is dry. It can be very dry, and especially in this age of excessive hand washing and excessive uses of hand sanitizer, the alcohol and hand sanitizer dries my hands out. I carry this nice thick. I need a thick hand moisturizer, and this is what I've been carrying in my bag and traveling with. And so I recommend Ajoke Skin. I will add that to my list.
Where did my... Damn it. I had one here, actually. Fuck.
It's okay.
Shout out. Damn. Oh, well. it wasn't on my list, but I was like, oh, I want to shout them out. Do I have any more, like, scents or anything like that? No, I think that's all like the butters and scents that I have. Oh, I do. No, we're going to. I will go ahead and do it. Exora BB, Botanical Beauties.
Okay, yeah.
We have had Mercedes on the show. And Mercedes, her donkey milk cleansing bar alone. Like, there's so many things, but the donkey milk cleansing bar, which you can use for face and body, is has such a nice, warm, clean smell. I think it's honey and oat. And that's the one that I get. There's other scents if you're like into other stuff, but I like that original scent one. And my, like, I layer it depending upon what I'm using to wash my face that week. You know, sometimes I use something that's a little more exfoliating. But when I was gone and I was out of town and I didn't carry all of those extra things with me, all I used to wash my face was the donkey milk cleansing bar. And face was between that and the humidity, my face was facing. Okay. It was doing what it needed to do.
My skin gets particularly dry. Especially in sun exposure. Remember when we went to Antigua and I got that really bad sunburn?
Yes.
The donkey milk was the only thing that brought my very dry, abused skin back to life. So I'm glad that you said that, because you reminded me that I need to pick some up before the cruise, darling.
I literally just made a new order to get a couple of things. But that donkey milk cleansing bar, if your babies or yourself have eczema, there's also eczema kits on the website for things that you can do if you have really sensitive skin or have issues with that. So Exora Botanical Beauties.
Oh, yes.
This next, not last brand in total, but as we move into some different types of companies, there is a brand that I purchased from on Etsy. That's where they sell their goods. And it's called Sakari Farms. And I buy their white sage salve. And it has sage and yarrow, sweetgrass, beeswax, grapeseed oil. And it's wonderful. So while we're talking about butters and things that can really moisturize, I use it often on my hands and on my lips sometimes. I always keep like a little jar, right? That's why I had to just grab it right there. And they tell you when it's made, and it's handmade from their farm. But the beautiful thing about Sakari Farms is that this is an indigenous company out of Oregon. And so you are supporting a tribe and supporting a family of a tribe when you are purchasing their handmade products. And they're good products. They also have spices and I believe some teas on there as well. But that's Sakari Farms. And I wanted to make sure, like, while we're talking about all oppressed people across the board, as we spoke about earlier on in the episode, you know, the American indigenous community is one of the largest. And so I wanted to make sure that I shouted out Sakari Farms, because it's a brand that I really do love supporting.
Yes. I'm going to quickly run through, because I know we're sort of getting short on time.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of, I mean, I'm going to probably do a Patreon video where I get into the specifics, but I want to highlight some of my favorite black owned makeup brands, the ones that I sort of gravitate to and go, continually go back to purchase staples in my makeup kit. And, I'm going to be, I know I owe Patreon a couple of makeup videos, and those are going to happen before the year is out.
I owe Patreon so many things.
I know. You guys, I just love you guys, because you guys know that I'm such a raggedy content creator, but that's another conversation for another day.
Oh, before you get into the brand, sister, you get into the brands, press stop.
Oh, yeah.
And then press start again.
Okay.
One, right. Two, three, clap. Okay,
perfect. So I'm just going to run through these brands. In the video on Patreon, I'll talk about the specific products that I buy from these brands and why I love these products so much. We got to shout out Plentiful Brows. It's the only eyebrow pencil that I have been using for the last couple of years. So Plentiful Brows, I tend to fluctuate between espresso and chocolate in the brow pencil, depending upon how dramatic I want to fill in my brows. In the same arena of brows, Nick Townsend, celebrity makeup artist, to the stars. He also has some brow products. He has a pencil Kind of like, you know how we conceal our brows with concealer? He has put that concealer in pencil form.
Oh.
And I use that pencil religiously because it sort of cuts down on the time of having to sort of apply the product, blend it out. You literally sort of draw your eyebrow highlight and then just buff it out. You can buff it out with your finger or a brush, cuts the time down. And I use that pencil. It's by Nick Townsend. So that's a brand.
While you were on Plentiful Brows, that is also who did Plentiful Brows / NL Makeup. That is who did my eyebrows and the micro shading. And she is running a special. If you book right now through December 31st.
Yes, I need to call her and make my appointment.
Make your appointment. You get $50 off at the initial for the initial service. So right now through December 31st, $50 off your initial service through Plentiful Brows, NL Makeup. We'll have the link in the description. She owns both companies.
Absolutely.
And yeah, my eyebrows are eyebrowing. I'm just going to say that.
They absolutely are. We love them, and we love Nikki.
Yes, we do.
So the other brands, Ami Colle has really locked the game down on the lip glosses, specifically the black girl. So, you know, the black girl nudes, you know, can be tricky for those of us black girls. Because some of us, you know, our lips, you know, some of us have pinker lips. Some of us have more brown lips. Some of us, like myself, have a mixture of the two, right? And so nudes can be a challenge. But Ami Colle has, and I mean, it's a really good formula because it's very glossy, but it's not sticky.
Okay. Yes, that's important.
I have several of the Ami Colle lip glosses, and I'm hearing and I'm seeing that Ami Colle is also venturing into sort of skin products. So I'm excited to try some of those in the new year. So check out Ami Colle. All of these girls are available down at the Sephora. The ones that I'm getting ready to name. So Ami Colle, Danessa Myricks. Danessa Myricks. Has, you know, really been a game changer, really been out here sort of changing the game for black and brown skin, products for black and brown skin. She recently put out a palette that literally is like powders, creams. You can literally do anybody's face with this one palette. And that's not an exaggeration. It's called the Groundwork Palette. That palette has pretty much changed all of my makeup travel for me. Mm. I will do a full review again on Patreon. So stay tuned for that. But Danessa Myricks, the Groundwork Palette. I also have been using her blurring balms as sort of for priming, you know, for skin. Next level. See, my makeup game is getting better and better. And a lot of these products are the reason why. So Danessa Myricks, Pat McGrath, changing the games for eyeshadow for me. Pat McGrath's eyeshadow is really pissing on all the other eyeshadows out there. Ooh. And I know that they are expensive, but to me, it is worth it. Okay? Yeah. It is an investment. You don't have to go hard and get the full 8-pan palettes, but just try out a couple of the Pat McGrath's eyeshadows. They are really pissing
on the competition. See also her lip glosses and her mascara.
The lip glosses are also next level. And Pat McGrath has one of the best liquid eyeliner pencils on the market, hands down. Can't nobody see. And that's a girl. This is a girl from a girl who's been using liquid eyeliner for a very long time. Mm-hmm. This felt tip pen, next level. Again, worth the investment. Can't go wrong with the Fenty Beauty. Always going to choose that. The lip bar, not available. I don't know if that's available in Sephora yet, but you can get her down to the Target. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the lip bar before. Mm-hmm. And that brand is also expanding along with Minted. A lot of other brands that we've partnered with for Target. So Minted and the lip bar, don't count those girls out either. And really quickly, I'm going to talk hair. Donna's Recipe, me and Crystal, we're talking about how that sweet potato brand. Listen.
Is it?
And listen, it's not disappointed me yet. I use the leave-in conditioner. the most. And it, to me, that's really good for sort of refreshing your wash and go without having to reapply a whole bunch of, you know, gels and foams and things. It just sort of just wakes up the hair in the morning without sort of really weighing it down. Crystal loves their entire line. I, too, am a big, big fan. Pattern Beauty, Tracee Ellis Ross is on to something, y'all. She's onto something with the Pattern Beauty. And I love that she also makes travel size products.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who really don't want to, you know, bag up all of our good products, Tracee Ellis Ross has got us. And I really love her foaming products, like her styling products, the foam and the gel. I'm a big, big fan of. And finally, Sunday to Sunday, which we've worked with before. Sunday to Sunday has this really cool, they have really this great line of refreshing products.
Yes.
Like when you're sort of in between your wash weeks and you just want to
have an apple cider vinegar spray that doesn't stink. And it's really great at refreshing your scalp or using as a pre-shampoo.
And I use it. I use it after workouts, especially when I sweat. Because, you know, sweat, perspiration is salty. It dries your hair out.
Yeah.
That Sunday to Sunday really just refreshes the scalp and restores the moisture.
Their everyday mist, their everyday spray is really a great hydrating mist for your hair as well. I love Hands their down. Stuff.
Hands down. So, yeah, y'all, that's my list of hair and makeup. I will sort of do a little bit more of a deeper dive on Patreon. But these are
I only have two for hair and makeup. I have Jazz Imani. So Jazz Imani is she does brow lamination and lash lamination and tinting and whatnot here in New York and also in LA. So you can look her, we'll have her link there, but you could have to book for New York or for LA. And I recently had her services, her lash tinting, and lash lifting services,
She
also makes a, lash serum. She's very knowledgeable and really has done her good homework on what is going to work and also is not going to be damaging for you. So she sells a lash serum as well as a few other products on her site. So we will have that listed as well. I purchased a lash serum, so mine are going to be flourishing soon.
Lashes are one of the first things to go as we age.
Yeah.
And I know that we live in the age of falsies and all of that, and the girls are getting extensions. And I did too at one point, and I'm not saying that I'll never do it again. Howsoever, just sort of we think about sort of prioritizing healthcare and the longevity of our brows and lashes. These brows and lashes, this is the hair that is the quickest to leave us, okay?
Yeah.
And so we have to be really particular about how we take care of these things as we get older. So investing in good lash serum is a solid investment.
Yes, and this is a Black woman who has done her due diligence, and so you can go purchase her lash serum. So that's Jazz Imani. And then for hair, for my lock girlies, Free the Roots is, I believe it's a Black male-owned brand, if I'm not, or family-owned. But they make a really nice apple cider vinegar spray to use to help with buildup and so forth before shampooing. And then also a hydrating mist that's made with aloe vera juice, because it's very imperative that we spray our locks and keep them hydrated. That's what keeps them from breaking and being damaged. So Free the Roots, they make a good hydrating, they make a nice lavender hydrating spray. It comes in a couple different scents. It's clean, the products are clean, and they're very diligent about making sure that their products do not contribute to buildup within your locks. So Free the Roots and Jazz Imani. Who we got next? What are we moving on to?
I'm just going to close out. This is the last on my list. I cannot have a favorite things list without mentioning Tania. Tania's been doing my hair for over 10 years now.
Yes.
If you are based in the DMV and you have any hair needs, particularly styling, coloring, anything really. A lot of people wonder how I've been able to be so blonde for so long and still have hair, still have curls. Tania has not only just been an awesome friend and sister, but has really been taking care of my hair and teaching me how to take care of my hair. And she's the kind of stylist that will tell you no She's the kind of stylist that, you know, if you bring something to her and she'd be like, first of all, that's a wig. you know, she just sort of gets us all together. Okay. With love. But, you know, she always knows how to make us feel good. Extremely knowledgeable and professional and, you know, managing her own salon suite over there in the Black and Forth. You know, Black and Forth has those container shops over there. Yes. So Tania's over there now. So if you're in the DMV, I'll leave her information. My favorite things. I also want to shout out my barber. I'm very blessed and privileged and honored to have a Black woman barber who is a genius. Her name is Dara. And she's also based in the DMV. And she's the one who keeps my cuts together and always gives me all of these cute little designs and stuff that you guys see. Dara just makes those up. I just let her carve whatever she want to carve in the side of my head. And it is always a good time. I love her shop. Love her. She always makes me feel good. Checks in with me often. And I see her every week and wouldn't have it any other way. So shout out to Dara and Tania for keeping me together.
Oh, well, that's, you know what? Also, I would like to shout out the House of Queens Locks here in Brooklyn. If you are looking for a beautiful faux lock, which I have had, Nicola is an amazing, amazing individual. She does not wash. You have to go with your hair prepped, but she also does not do a long list of stupid fucking rules outside of please come with your hair clean and detangled. And she takes care of you. She's fast. She's efficient. And she's been doing my hair for a long time. So House of Queen Locks. And I will have that in the description box. And then if you're looking to start your locks or for full service detoxing, washing, I recently started going to a young lady named Lulu here in Brooklyn as well. And I told her I wanted to shout her out. She is really great at making sure that your locks are maintained and cleaned and detoxed. And what she's got all the services. She's also efficient and quick. She doesn't do a bunch of stupid fucking rules either. She's got a personal suite. And so both of these ladies have both performed services on my head, and I continue to go to them both. And I will make sure that they are in the description box as well. Last, I just want to throw a couple of ones out there. Don't want to spend too much time, but I want to make sure that I shout them out because they are some of my favorite things, and I think they make for nice, unique gifts. Holly is a fellow chef. She is incredible. She's It's Holly on Instagram. Yay. And she has a Patreon. First of all, her savory, everything looks incredible, is incredible. She's got some of the most amazing chocolate chip cookies I have ever seen. And so if you want to purchase somebody who wants to do some cooking and they want to practice on some recipes, Holly has a really dope Patreon that you can get a subscription to. Also, Ariane's Jewelry, I have to shout her out every year. Angie is one of my closest friends, and she makes a lot of the jewelry that I wear, real gold, brass, all of that. And so I want to shout out Angie from Ariane's Jewelry. Essie Spice, who we have partnered with Target. Yes. I use her sauces, her marinade. She's got a jollof sauce. You can go directly to her site to purchase. So we want to make sure we shout out Essie. And then, of course, Kit Casabani for your beautiful knitwear and also learning how to knit and all of her content online. I want to make sure that I threw her in the mix as well, because we want to support all of our favorites that are doing things in so many different realms. And last, there is a store here in Brooklyn, Senegalese owned, called Marché Rudy. They are one of my favorites. Their items are directly from Senegal. If you're one of the fashion girlies or you're into, you know, your Black owned looks, Marché Rudy is one of my favorite brands as well. And that's it on my list. You have anything to close out with, sister?
Nope. That's all. I closed out with Tania and Dara. And just shout out to everyone. Yes. You know, one of the things that we've always prioritized here at Getting Grown is elevating and uplifting the awesome work that we're all doing. So shout out to the brands that we've worked with and we've encountered, the ones that we patronize and support. Again, this is not anything that we're doing for any sort of kickback. but these are actually brands that we patronize and use. And this is about sort of reinvesting back into ourselves and our community in really intentional ways. So make sure that you, you know, are shopping black this holiday season and forever. Okay. Yes.
Oh, and lastly, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there if you don't mind, sister.
Please.
It's coming right after the holiday season.
New year,
y'all been
new
asking
merch.
For it. New year, new merch. Key and I have been diligently having meetings with our teams and really putting a lot of thought and intention into the type of merch that we want to put out there. And we're really excited for what we are bringing to you all. So, make sure you save a couple of coins to the side because Getting Grown has some beautiful merch coming your way.
Yeah, we do.
Good and that's times. It for our favorite things list, y'all.
All right. Well,
shall we move on into the self-care?
Round this thing on out.
Okay. Let's do it.
I deserve
It is time for self-care, y'all. And Key and I want to talk about our latest Sunday dinner revelations.
Sunday dinner revival. Jade and I are reconnecting to our roots by prioritizing Sunday dinner.
Yes.
And this particular Sunday, you know, post Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving leftovers, I very much wanted nothing to do with mac and cheese and greens and mashed potatoes, those kinds of things, right? And so I went in a different direction entirely and decided to sort of act like it was given like Labor Day or like Friday night, you know, summer Friday night. And I had me a good old catfish fish fry.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Fried me a good couple pieces of catfish and had some light bread and made some tuna mac. You know, I had some tuna macaroni salad. Yes. You know what I'm saying, girl?
I love me a good tuna mac.
I love a good
also
tuna
mac. See, also a seafood salad as well.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was really good. And I was very proud of myself because I used the protein pasta. Okay. And it really does taste like conventional. I used protein pasta. Yeah, it would like it. I felt like, you know, this is pasta that's made out of chickpeas as opposed to regular grains.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so for the same sort of caloric intake, you just get much more protein as opposed to sort of just straight carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. So I used the pasta, the protein pasta and made my tuna mac as normal. And then, you know, I feel like it's still in compliance with my meal plan. I did not step outside of the cheat or anything that. So I made that and had me some green veg because, you know, no beige plates, but had me a little peas and carrots and, you know, spinach salad along with my tuna mac and my catfish on light bread. It was a good time.
I love that. Wait, did I talk to you about my smothered pork chops?
No, let us rehash.
Okay, so before we went on vacation, I made kicked it up in me.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I haven't had a smothered pork chop in so long, and my cousin was in town, and our Nana used to make smothered pork chops all the time.
She made
so
it in brown gravy.
In brown gravy. You must have a good, thick brown gravy.
Yes.
And so I did smothered pork chops, you know, bell pepper, onion, garlic. Had to have white rice, obviously, with smothered pork chops. And then I did a good southern style cabbage with bacon and then a honey cornbread. So that was that. But post Thanksgiving, same, didn't want anything to do with anything that had to do with soul food and or Thanksgiving food. Although I did, I fucked it up in the kitchen for Thanksgiving.
I know that's right.
But I was like, what are we going to have, right? Like, what do I feel like making? I said, let's still keep it, you know, diasporic, but away from that direction. So I did jambalaya.
Nice.
I made a jambalaya, which is very similar to a Geechee's red rice as well.
Yes.
But I did a jambalaya with some sausage and some chicken and some shrimp. And then I did a nice green salad, made some homemade garlic bread, but I roasted the bulbs of garlic before I did it in the butter. So I did a nice roasted garlic bread. But let me tell you, and then topped it off with a nice diced chive. But sister, Let me tell you. What was I about to tell you? Oh, yes. You know, normally I just whip up a quick vinaigrette. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I always make a real good one. A nice simple one that I make often is like honey, Dijon mustard, red wine vinegar. And like sometimes I'll add a little bit of fresh orange juice and orange zest to it. And that's kind of a go-to. And then obviously like an olive oil or an avocado oil. But I was like, you know, I want something else. I got a poppy seed dressing, which is very similar to a Vidalia onion.
Oh, I love a Vidalia onion
dressing. I was
dressing.
In the mood for a black dressing, and I got a poppy seed dressing. So oh, we did the green salad, but just did a little bit of the poppy seed dressing that tastes like the Vidalia onion with the jambalaya and the roasted garlic bread.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that
and
sounds
that was
like
Sunday
a time.
Dinner this year.
That I mean, sounds this, like a this time. Week.
It that was a time. Like a time. And I have what, two more Sundays before we go on vacation?
Yes. I too have to think. I have to think intently about what we want to do for Sunday dinner, leading up into my birthday and Christmas.
I might do some fried catfish. I think you hit me to some fried catfish.
Oh, sister, you know it's all about having, you know, that good. Dredge,
yes,
seasoning up that,
yes,
you know, and it's the you gotta eat catfish hot, right? You can't,
yes, you do, straight out the grease,
straight out. And so, it's just, you know, it was the timing came together like it should have, and it was the time, and it was relatively quick. You don't take catfish but five, six minutes to cook, you know, and so you just it was a very, I was coming back from traveling for Thanksgiving. I ain't really felt like being over the stove for a super long time. I whipped up that macaroni salad and let that sit in the refrigerator for a couple hours and then just fried my fish and it was ready. I had me a quick and fulfilling dinner.
I think I'm going to do some fried catfish okra soup next Sunday.
Oh, yes. Now, I love an okra soup.
I love an okra soup. I think I'm going to do a fried catfish and an okra tomato soup. I'm going to do an okra tomato soup.
My grandma used to make some stew okra with tomatoes and corn.
Sister, let me tell you something. That was my most eaten dinner when I was pregnant because it was so cheap to make. Well, you go to the store and you get a pack of okra for $1, $2. Mm-hmm. And then I would get a tomato, I get an onion and chop all that up. And then I always have a little bit of frozen corn in there. And then I just get like a little kielbasa or I had a little chicken or whatever I could afford from my food stamps at that time. And that was what I ate the most for dinner because I could eat it over rice and it was always fulfilling.
Always good.
And cheap.
Always good. I just love it. I feel like this reconnecting to Sunday dinner got us all tapping into our grandma's kitchens in a way that feels really good. It is very important because I was talking to Leonard as I was making my catfish and she was worried, like, you know, we talked about one of the things that sometimes can keep us from frying fish is the smell.
Yeah.
You know, my grandma taught me, though, while you fry your fish, you just boil a little cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. I do that afterward. Oh, also, eucalyptus. Boil eucalyptus leaves. Always keep some eucalyptus and boil the leaves.
So, yeah. And I mean, you know, I shared that with him. He was just like, I just love all the little things that, because, you know, when I made chili that time, I was telling him about how my grandma used to tell me to, you know, not a whole lot, but just add a little cinnamon to the chili because cinnamon is a warming spice. And so it doesn't sweeten it or anything, but it gives that heat in the back of your.
Yep. Just that little.
Like, what's just that? A little like, what is that? That's really
I'm not
good.
Mad at that. I've never done that, but I might try that.
It complements the chili very well. And
oh, I'm not mad. A cumin, and then you just that's just a dash of
just a little sprinkle. Oh. A little sprinkle of cinnamon down to chili. Right as you finish it off.
Tell your girl, tell your grandma lives. Her recipes live.
You see
okay.
That? Add live. A little chili to it. And that also helps with the acidity.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Because niggas love to add a little dash of sugar.
Sugar.
And I'm good on that. I'm good on it. They're like, oh, my tomato sauce, just a little. No, thank you. I'm good. I'll cook it out. I can't with the sugar in my spaghetti sauce.
All right, let's move on through to the
let's get these petty peeves out the way.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister, because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
All right, y'all, it's time to wave the petty flag.
I'm
going to keep it very brief this week and in alignment with our episode. I hate when I don't get to the brands that I love fast enough and all the good shit
everything
is gone.
Everything is sold out.
That's it. So make sure you all hit up all of these sites ASAP.
Yes.
So that you don't, you know, have the same fate.
Very, very true. Another thing that I did that is also petty was order all of my things before this episode airs. So that
same.
So that I wouldn't be caught up in the sold out bag. But similarly, mm-hmm. and I understand, and this is very petty because as a creator, I understand that shipping times and processing times are things that are often beyond our control, especially when we are small businesses. You have to sort of yes. allow and give grace. People are not working with this sort of factory mindset. Everybody's mm-hmm. not Amazon, y'all, and everybody cannot overnight ship.
No, they can't. And also there's root protection and all that yeah. kind of stuff now, yeah. you know, because packages get lost.
It's
don't
important.
Give a business one star because your package got lost. Give them one star if they don't handle it getting right. lost.
Right. But similarly, though, I will say that this is very petty, but like, you know, we are living in a season where the package pirates are gearing Ooh. Up, honey, Ooh. Ready, primed, Ooh. Ready, perched, watching to steal your packages from your front porch. That being said, though, utilize the resources that you have, okay? And I'm talking about those of us who are privileged to have sort of doorbell cams and technologies that will sort of help to cut down on people stealing packages or people running up on your porch or what have you, that kind of thing. My petty peeve is for like delivery persons that may abuse. You know, I just want all of the delivery people, right? You know, the whole point of tracking, and you know, a lot of times the merchants who ship with, you know, parcel companies, mm-hmm. they require the person that's delivering to take a picture that the package has been delivered. I don't like when the delivery people, like, okay, the point is to demonstrate that you delivered the package at my house.
Yeah.
So I need the photo to reflect that it's at my house. Yeah. Don't just take a snapshot of a box on the ground, because you could have did that anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So those people, those delivery persons who may or may not be listening, either way, my petty peeve, if the purpose of the picture is to track that it has been delivered, I need to be able to deduce by looking at the picture alone that it has been delivered at my house. And it's not just a random box on the floor anywhere in anybody's driveway, anybody's front porch. Help us help you. Because I'm calling FedEx, UPS, or whatever, and I'm telling you that my package hasn't been delivered, and you saying, well, the delivery image shows. I was like, that's just a box. It could be anybody's driveway. That does not mean that that's at my house. I'm telling you it's not at my house. So
right.
That's
and I'm
the
not
thing.
Scamming.
It, and I'm not
look
scamming.
Look in my records.
I'm not scamming. And y'all deliver things here every day. So don't do that.
And I don't complain about them getting staken every day.
Exactly. So this
so
is not,
fix it when
it's
I
not
do.
Always the case that someone is stealing. Sometimes the delivery people leave things in the wrong place, or sometimes
Another
I wonder
thing
if the delivery
I've realized
people
they do. Sometimes they market delivered before they deliver it.
Yes.
So then you're like, and then they're coming.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. I know. And I recognize that they probably have their reasons or what have you, but either way, you know, we ought to work together.
Yeah.
We gotta
help
work
me, like you said, help me help you.
We gotta find a way to make this work, because I just want what I paid for, and I'm sure you just want to deliver the packages that you have. So let's work together on that.
And that's another episode of Getting Grown. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you all go and check out the full entire list of Kia and I's favorite things. And we appreciate your support each and every single week.
Sure.
Thank you to all of our guests who have showed up this year.
Yes.
We have, I think, maybe one or two more very special guests, because you know every guest every at Getting Grown is a very special guest. So we have some really dope guests coming here in the near future and also after the new year. And with that being said, sister, take them out. Tell them what to do.
Absolutely. As always, we want you to moisturize your mind by attending to the business that is yours and yours alone. We also want you to moisturize your skin. It is your largest and most visible organ. So make sure that you are putting your priorities where they need to be. And you also want to moisturize your insides while you do that by drinking enough water. Because your black will crack inside and out if it's dry.
Absolutely. Ta-ta.
A titaloo.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.